Man, what it do, man? Y'all reached the smoking section. Y'all have reached the cloudiest room in the motherfucking building, man. We in this bitch. I'm your host, Dude the Most, Big Kurt, a.k.a. Y'all is fucking with the Ace. And I got some guests by my side today, man. We gonna rock this shit. We gonna rock it right. Go ahead, my niggas. Let them know who you is. Shit, you know what it is.
Hey, it's Christine back here again.
Yo, what's good? It's Chris, a.k.a. DJ Southbound.
That's what it is.
And Katie.
All right, y'all. Man, how y'all doing today? Let me say that first.
We good. Before
we get to sparking these blunts up, man.
Enjoying this good weather.
Oh, man, you got to do that all day, man.
Before that cold kick in.
So that's, man, once that shit's set, y'all niggas get on your marks. Because motherfucker, shit, it's going to get cold as hell out here.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, man.
Shit, got to be ready, man. Got to be ready. All right, well, today we got some good shit on deck. We got two different type of buds today. We got some Blue Steel. Then we got some, let me grab it. We got some Blue Diesel. Niggas got the blue shit today, man. It's Blue Sky. Why not have some blue type of strands of weed? But we gonna get this shit lit. Go ahead. You guys want to light that one? But it's been a long time no see, my nigga.
I know, man.
How your hoe ass been? Shit. How you been?
Just working, man. Working, surviving.
I heard that.
It's wild out here, man. All this stuff going on. Man,
that COVID got niggas on different types of, you know.
That got me in the house, man. Laid up with the lady. You know?
That's all you can do, man.
Yeah.
Lay up or go on the walk or just go to work and come back.
Hell yeah, man. Just trying to stay out the way.
I hear that, man. This shit ain't nothing to play with. So y'all niggas put on your mask and go do what you got to do outside that house, but then get your ass back to the crib.
Wear that mask.
Some niggas think they too good for the mask, but man, wear that motherfucking mask, man. Wear that mask.
People getting upset about wearing masks.
About to knock that shit over.
This man now, you're already lit.
I'm already lit. Y'all heard that shit?
Y'all heard that? Already lit.
Well, yeah, back to what you were saying, brother. Go ahead, man.
I'm saying people out here not wearing no masks and stuff, man. It's like, you got to be responsible. Wear your goddamn mask.
That's all it is to it, man. Wear that motherfucking mask and everything will be all right. But you got some niggas that want to walk in the store without a mask. And
yeah, they get upset. It's like, you see what's going on, man. You know? It's crazy.
Now, niggas be ready to fight. They don't have their mask on. They'll fight
you. You seen them videos, man. They be tripping.
They be tripping. Hey, you seen what's that nigga? I don't know the nigga's name. The nigga that did that. Now let me web. Or watch me, nay, nay. I don't know the nigga's name. Start like silent something, but
Silent Bob.
Silent Bob.
I know who you talking about. This nigga
just got in trouble for took a hatchet because he was looking for his girl, and wherever she was, I don't know if this nigga was like looking for her or some beef shit. Like, bitch, you can get back to the house. You done cheated on me. I don't know what's going on, but the nigga went to wherever she was or wherever he thought she was. Nigga had a hatchet and was swinging it on niggas.
He getting people?
Yeah, he was swinging it on like two.
Anybody?
I don't think he did. I think this motherfucker, he going to jail for like attempted murder. Shit, I don't know. That nigga crazy.
Oh my god! Something happened to that nigga.
Yeah, I don't.
Swinging a fucking hatchet.
Man, it had to be some serious shit going down because nigga, he had a hatchet. I didn't even pass that yet, did I?
You get mad at somebody where you going to swing a hatchet at him. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga had a hatchet and he was ready to kill a nigga.
That's the whip nay-nay nigga, huh?
He was about to whip that motherfucker back. He come across the motherfucker head with it.
Hit him with the nay-nay.
Right.
Oh,
man. Hey, that shit crazy, though. I was like, when I seen that shit, I was like, whoa. Hey, you seen the Jones and, Jones, Roy Jones and Mike Tyson shit got pushed back?
Got pushed back. I want to see that.
That shit about to go down. It's going to happen in November, though.
What you got, man?
Man.
What you got? That's a
that's tough. That's a tough one, because they both old heads and shit. They out of their prime, but it's good enough for both of them. I think Jones, he got to survive the first round or two, because Tyson going to come out swinging on his ass. Tyson
going to try to end it early.
He going to try to, so Jones going to have to keep his composure and stay level-headed, because if Tyson get in there and start winging him, nigga, and he get caught with one, he going to be out.
Yeah, he's an old nigga now, so I don't know if his body can absorb all that shit
move
like
strategically.
He can before.
He got to move smart, man, or his shit ain't going to work for him.
That's going to be a good one. And then he got the undercard.
The undercard's gonna be cracking. Nate Robinson and
Jake.
That's gonna be cracking.
That's gonna be a funny one.
Man,
I'm definitely you think be going, lit during that one because that one's gonna be funny.
Who you think gonna take that?
I got Nate.
You got Nate, yeah. Oh right, man, dude can box though. I ain't gonna lie, he got some boxing skills, but we gonna see, man. That's gonna be like one to watch for real.
I know. I'm gonna be laughing, bro. I don't know. I have a feeling that shit's gonna be hella funny. Because it's like, that I don't know the personalities.
Cracking. Yeah. That shit gonna be cracking.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas seen Project Power? Power Project? Am I saying it right?
I think it's Project.
Project Power. No, you good? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
That shit go, my nigga. That shit crack.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix has been stepping up their like originals.
I just canceled it because I got the Hulu and all that stuff, right? So I was like,
oh, what's the premium?
I didn't want to have both of them.
Live TV too.
Oh, for real? So, oh, give you live TV?
Yeah, I wanted live TV.
Oh shit.
So.
How much are they charging for that?
Like 15? 59?
Mm-hmm.
59,
yeah.
Oh, 50, okay.
But
59.
You have live,
right.
You can record, it comes with DVR.
Oh, shit.
Like
it's like
everything.
The same price as YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
YouTube
like
TV, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like Dish, kind of.
But it's like, see, as soon as we jump, they started adding shit on there.
Yeah.
And that's
man,
like,
they always did. That's how they do it. As soon as the motherfucker jump, so many people jump, you're like, we gotta add some new shit so niggas can come back.
I know, niggas will write it out until everything's gone.
Right.
They're taking stuff off, they're adding
right.
bullshit.
Like, fuck all that, man.
So we caught it right at the end of it when they like started adding all the new shit. So I'm like, damn. Yeah, I definitely wanted to see that. That looked like a good movie. So what's it about? Like,
man, it's about these. Go ahead, you probably know better than me. Right?
Well, it's like a pill. So there's a little capsule that you have to like unlock to take, and once you take it, you get 5 minutes and worth of whatever your superpower is. So it could be anything from like you turn it burst into flames,
yes, or you just be hella like stronger, bulletproof.
So it's random. It's random.
It's random.
Mm-hmm.
It's because niggas take it. And then they
it's
fuck
like genetics.
It don't work.
Genetics.
It don't
that's
work
crazy.
Right with their genetics and shit. So them niggas end up just not dying. Having that and just croak over and shit.
Oh,
so, but if you
damn.
Got something like, yeah, because
so you can die from taking it.
Yeah, hell yeah. You could like depend like if the pill don't like if it don't go, well, once you take it and then your body don't adjust to that shit like the right way like everybody else's, then your shit you probably gonna just go die and shit. But if it does, then you gonna have some special type of ability.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it is, man. But that movie's dope. Check that shit out. That shit's cracking.
It looked good. I want to see it.
Yeah, you guys ain't got the Netflix no more.
Nah,
so.
But there's ways around that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the next fight? What's the next fight? The UFC?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's
the black dude, Israel Adesanya.
Oh, okay. That's.
And then the other dude from Brazil, Paulo Costa or something like that. Those guys about to throw down.
Yeah, I haven't been up on my UFC, man.
Yeah, those guys about to throw down.
Yeah, I like the Usman nigga. Feeling pretty nice.
Well, all right, how y'all feeling right now?
Feeling good, man. That put me in the
okay. That's what we need, man. The right spot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're but I don't know which one's getting me more or higher.
Yeah.
I just know that a nigga high right now.
Host man, how you been, man? Like I said, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, man. This my motherfucking brother from another man, for
yeah.
real. This been my nigga since, fuck, way back, man. Way back, man.
Yeah.
Niggas
yeah.
were scrubs and shit.
Yeah.
Way back.
You know what I'm saying? Wearing Vocal Fubu.
Web suits. All these, yeah, with the color stitching.
The color stitching
and shit.
Backwards jerseys
to two headbands on your head with a do-rag. Like
paper towels, headbands in the summertime.
Tall tees.
The 2 for $15,
man.
The 2 for $15 came from.
That's where it came from, man. And the weed man was like, that's a good idea. I'm going to start selling bags, two for $15.
$2 for $15. A little history for y'all, man.
Man, for real. We go back to when the bags were like 0.7, huh? Back in the day. Nigga, the bags were 0.7. We was a
Reggie.
Reps. Man, you take all day getting that weed from the weed man, and just Reggie when you get it, you like, oh, nigga, I've been chasing you around all day. This what you bring me?
Nigga chasing around a dub,
nigga. That's what, like a dub for real. Like
nah.
Niggas needed that though.
Yeah, I mean,
but shit, that's how niggas.
The good old days, man.
It's the good, but that's how far me and this nigga go back,
man. Yeah, that's my man.
Tall tees and wave cap.
Yeah. Two-tone do-rags, man.
Two-tone do-rags with the Nelly Band-Aid under your eye and shit. All that good shit, man.
G-Unit Snickers,
man. G-Unit Snickers.
Come on. Yeah, man. Let them know. That's what
I'm talking about, bro. The G, I forgot G about the G-Unit Snickers. Wow, nigga.
On those, man. Hyperflights, patent leather, every color.
All that shit. Niggas used to Mitch Mack them. Nigga, like Mitch Mack, man, like what?
Those shits are ugly as fuck.
They're ugly as hell, man. Now. Yeah, they're ugly as hell.
Back then, no, that was the holy grail of shoes.
Fuck, if you didn't have no hyper flights, nigga, you was right. You know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy.
Flights,
you
wasn't right.
Yeah. Man, bro, that's some old. Remember the A-Rex?
Yeah, I remember when he had some. I think you had some A-Rick shoes, bro. And I was the bummy nigga back then.
Yeah, I had the A-Rick and shit.
I was like, shit, let me borrow your shoes.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, nigga.
Hey, he wore like
12 at the time.
12. I wore like a 9.5, 10. I put socks in them to stuff in them. Yeah. So I could wear them.
I was like, nigga, I got you. My nigga,
but
come on.
But that's how far back he go, man. That's how far back he go.
That's my nigga. You heard? Yeah. That's my nigga, ho.
Yeah, it's a little recap for y'all that don't know.
Right. Damn, nigga, we done took these niggas back some decades.
They probably, what the fuck y'all talking about? But yeah, that's...
The fuck is the Avericks, you know what I'm saying? When remember the jeans that had all the basketball logos on them?
NBA patch logos.
The NBA patch logos all over the jeans. Man, you guys remember those?
I remember those.
Damn, that shit. Like,
I remember I sweated my dad for a pair of those, man.
Those motherfuckers, man, they had the shorts.
He found out the price of them. He was like, hell no, you ain't getting.
Yeah, the motherfuckers like 100 or some shit like
back
that.
Back then, they were like $100.
Like,
for some shorts, jean shorts.
Right. I remember when I first got my first pair of Fat Albert jeans. Bro, them motherfuckers could have fooled, but it was $100 in the mall.
That was the platinum.
Bro, I cut and raked hella yards to get that motherfucking jeans.
Was it
nigga.
That the platinum fool, right? The
platinum.
Yeah, I remember that.
Nigga don't have to rake up and fucking cut some grass, man. Get them jeans.
Niggas was hustling for their money back then.
All the time, man. I had to get it. Man, this was... Damn, we took them back.
Yeah.
We took them way back.
That's crazy, man. It's good old days.
Man, if y'all niggas could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be, but why and why? I should say, like, what animal and why?
Hmm.
Like, we...
Panda.
Panda? Oh! Go ahead, tell them why, girl. Tell them why. Get in the mic.
Panda. No, they're gentle. You know, they're big and fluffy. You know? They get to chill and eat all day. You know,
they chill.
The ultimate life.
Yeah, they be chilling, though.
They do look like they be chilling.
They be
chill,
probably smoking weed and shit. They be just so chill and shit.
You know, and they're hella goofy.
I know, right? They're so cute.
Oh, shit. That was a good one, too.
Okay.
Was that just right off top, or was that like fuck
the
that?
First thing it's always mind. Yeah, because yeah. It's always been like my nickname is Pookie Panda.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so it makes so all making sense. Right.
Yeah,
that's just dope. Okay, go ahead. Why? What you think? What you thinking?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
I'm gonna tell y'all niggas right now. I'll be a bird, but not just any type of bird.
Yeah.
I would be a blue shoe bill type of bird. And this is a real bird. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all niggas. Have you guys heard of that bird?
No.
No? You guys? Okay. I'm gonna show you the bird. For those that think y'all motherfucker think a nigga cap you. Look it up,
you
nigga.
Think you're making it up? You're like, hey,
look it up. A blue shoe bill bird. Okay, let me see.
Damn, I don't know what the
hell.
You gotta tell your why.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my why after I show them this is why. This motherfucker look crazy. That's why. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Oh, this bitch look crazy. This nigga kill somebody.
Oh no.
This motherfucker kill somebody.
That looks like a robot. Have you seen that
one
before?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody she said look like a dinosaur type bird.
Yeah, look like some prehistoric.
Right. Hold on. I'm about to
Jurassic Park.
Right.
Looks like look at that big ass shit. Flintstone.
Yeah, that's some Flintstone shit.
Yeah. Hey, this motherfucker kill somebody. So,
imagine that shit chasing you down the street.
A blue shoe bit. Man, that's what I'm saying, man. Niggas ain't fucking with me if I'm that type of bird. You know what I'm saying?
Where are they located at?
I have no idea, bro.
Like, so that looked like something.
It's probably somewhere like. Where? Well, this motherfucker was at the San Diego Zoo. But this motherfucker came. He said he had the zoo. So, he had the zoo. So I don't know where the fuck they got the nigga from. Y'all thought I was about to say like a pigeon or a fucking crow. Y'all thought I was about to say a crow. You nigga want to be a bird? You want to be a little seagull or a crow? Nah, that's some sick looking birds. But this motherfucker look like a killer, don't he? That's a killer. Okay, go ahead. Who's next? You next?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
What you thinking?
I think I might be a sloth, bro.
Shut the fuck up. I'll tell you why. Okay, okay, let's hear your why.
Like all the videos I see, and you just see their demeanor, man. They just chilling.
They chill. They are some chill motherfuckers, though.
They ain't got a care in the world. They just living, bro.
They smile all the time.
That's
true.
When have you ever seen an angry sloth, bro?
Shit.
Never.
I can't say that I have.
Exactly.
You're right
they
about
just,
that.
They just living, man.
They just that's living life.
Crawling high. In the trees.
Chill.
You know, chilling.
Nobody, they probably smoke bud, too. They probably smoke bud, too.
Exactly.
I think my bird might, but he look like he more on, like, PCP and shit like that. That motherfucker look crazy.
Off the hair on.
We off the hair on this shit, man. That motherfucker look ill.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with the sloth.
Okay.
All right, I think that mine's going to be a giraffe.
Okay.
That's a cool type of animal, though.
Uh-huh.
That's a why.
Giraffes are tall. You know, they can see everything. Right. They see everything before anybody else sees it coming.
Right.
Giraffes will see it first.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're all about their vegetation.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys have ever seen a giraffe fight.
You ain't seen a giraffe fight?
No, I never seen
y'all
a
niggas
fight,
is
bro.
Crazy. Really pull it up.
So you guys have to see a giraffe fighting, and that is the reason why I would choose a giraffe. Here, I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Let's see.
So you're too slow right now.
Yeah, so when the giraffes fight, it's all about the technique that they use.
The technique.
And you'd think, like, well, how would you think a giraffe would fight, you know?
Standing up, probably kicking their feet, if you ask me, shit.
Yeah.
Oh. The motherfuckers is getting down, though. Look at them ugly motherfuckers.
It's just all of a sudden.
That nigga's swinging his neck hella hard.
They don't
hard.
Look like they bend like that.
No, hell. They don't even look like that. Yeah, they don't look like they neck is stretched.
So they got these long-ass necks, and they use them to swing them around like a lady swinging a purse, right? So it looks like two ladies swinging a purse back and forth.
That shit crazy.
And then they got these big old... like things on the like little stumps on the top of their head.
Yeah, they got some,
they just like knock people out with,
yeah,
right?
They're like little horns and shit.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah,
I've never seen a giraffe fight,
bro. You see that shit though? That shit crazy. That shit wild as fuck, bro. That's
so you want to be one because of the fighting skills?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd love to swing my neck around and whoop somebody's ass.
That shit crazy, no, but yeah, that's.
That's
some wild shit, man.
I've never seen that in my life, but that kind of blew my mind. I didn't know the necks could do all that.
Bro, the necks look like it's just made to stay in one spot and then just move their head and make it go down.
It's just like stiff, like they just move like this and shit.
Right, like that. You said I just swung that motherfucking head, though, like
a
bat.
You just swung back, though, like you got to dodge out the way.
Bro, yeah. The motherfuckers can fight. That's I tell crazy. You that, they can fight,
they
got, bro. Hey. Goddamn.
They don't use their little...
No, they don't do that.
Oh, that's
they don't use their feet.
Did.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
That's actually crazy.
So that's really why I chose it, because it just looks funny as hell when you see giraffes fighting.
I think
shit. That shit was crazy. That was funny as fuck, though. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
We high as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know where everybody at right now. I'm on chill mode. So if you looking for me, I'm in the chill zone. That's where I'm at.
Find me in the smoking section, man.
Chilling. Yep.
You know where I'm at. I'm chilling. I'm relaxed.
The smoking session slash.
Both those hit the spots, man. So I recommend both those that they had. On
fuck
the which weather?
This one, that's blue the blue diesel, and it's the blue.
Go grab those.
Blue
ASAP.
Steel. Blue steel.
ASAP.
This blue steel was a steal. This motherfucker, the whole ounce, my nigga. $70. $70 for a whole motherfucking ounce. Y'all niggas hear me?
Okay. Y'all better jump on it, man.
That's zips for you. That's zips, man. How y'all feeling, though? Big zips. Y'all good? Hell yeah. That's how we rocking. Man, when's the first time? Do you guys remember your first time getting high?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Here we go. We got some.
I I was 15.
Oh, shit. There we go.
I was 15. My friend Erica, we went to her house. And she had her purple bong. And she was like, you want to smoke? And I was like, oh, my God. My mom's going to kill me.
Right.
She finds out,
she
find
out, yeah.
It's the summertime. So I go to her house for a couple days at a time to spend the night. She passes it to me, and I'm like, I don't feel anything.
Right.
So I'm like, she's like, hit it again. I don't feel anything. She hit it again.
Oh, I see.
I don't hit anything. I hit it like 6 times,
right.
Mind you, okay?
Nothing.
I was so fucking high. I'm like, am I asleep or am I awake? And she was laughing so hard.
That's how you know you
she was
late.
Laughing so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, she laughed because she was like, yeah, she's there. She's
her
there.
Mom's like, Erica, are you guys okay? Right. And she's just laughing, and I'm like, am I awake?
Fuck, no, I'm not okay. I think
so
I'm sleeping.
Bad. Mom made us some food, and, you know, it was good to go.
Yeah, it was good to go. It was
we
all
were good
over
to
from
go.
There. Hell yeah. What
yeah.
About you? No, I remember mine.
Yeah,
let's go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me tell my shit. My ass was 18. I was a scary punk. I was like, I want to try that shit. Look at these niggas. They look weird right now. Like, what the fuck are they on? Like, so, but one day I was with, you know, my bro, you know what I'm saying, his friends and shit. They were like, Kurt, hit this shit. I'm like, nah. They were like, just do it, man. I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, I hit the shit, blew it out real quick, like, passed it.
Yeah.
Niggas is looking at me like, nigga, you didn't even hit that. But I'm like, I want to see how it tastes before I start. So it came back around. It was like, hold that shit in. Held it in. Nigga, cough like a hoe. I coughed. I ain't gonna lie, I coughed hella hard. But shit after that, man, it was a wrap. That shit came around again. I was hitting it. Then my ass was, I don't know where the fuck I was.
Right.
Shit, nigga was gone. That's the when you get high for the first time and that shit set in.
Yeah. There's nothing.
Nigga,
like
it's
it.
Like, bro, it's
there's
like you,
like, it,
like she said, like, am I awake? Like, right. Like you know you moving and shit, but it's like, man,
right.
this feel like a dream and shit.
Exactly.
Though. Like, what the fuck going on? But yeah, that's my first time getting high. 18.
Yeah, I think mine was like I was around the same age, man. I had the same experience. Like, you hit it. And they call you out on your bullshit. Yeah. You ain't hit it. It's like, nah, you ain't hit that shit. You just blew it out. You went hell.
Right, hell.
First
that's
time,
you gotta
man.
Do it like that.
And I don't even remember, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was just stuck.
Yeah,
I couldn't even move. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's going fast by you, but you just, like, just chilling.
Stuck like a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I was just high all day. I tried to go home. I was laid up in the bed. I couldn't even sleep. I was just sitting there tripping.
Tripping,
paranoid.
Man. That shit have you tripping.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You get high off that shit, man. That shit have you gone, man. Tripping.
But it always seems like they'll call you out. Like, if you smoking with the homies and you...
Yeah, they'll
you
call you
really
out.
Smoking, yeah, they'll call you out. You going to smoke that shit.
They'll be like, look, watch this nigga. I'm telling you, he ain't really smoking. Look at
they're
him.
Like, I'm smoking. What are you talking about? Nah, nigga, they all in your mouth and shit. Yeah.
All looking at your lips and how you hold it to your lip and shit. Like,
yeah.
Damn, nigga.
But nah, it's tripping me out, man. Like,
back your ass up a little bit.
Kind of scared me, man. Because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, see,
so you because it depends on what you get.
Right. I was scared, too. I was like, I don't know what type of shit they giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, sativa.
I hope I get... Shit. I hope I get motherfucker ease my way up out of this. With motherfucking
yeah.
Shit. That shit,
yeah. That shit got me turned on to it, though, so.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go back for it too?
I've been smoking ever since. I've been smoking like 15 years already. It's so bad.
Ever since I felt like I was in a dream, but I was really woke. I said, yeah, I want more. Yeah, that shit, that's weird for you. How about you?
Mine was like 14, 15 years old.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't also was like sketched out about it. I didn't want to smoke. And
yeah.
So I would go hang out with my sister and her friends and they'd all be smoking. And I started to feel like I was getting left out. I was like, what is that? Everybody's having so much fun. What's so funny? Like, what's everybody having so much fun?
Yeah.
And so finally, like, I got hotboxed a couple times, and then, you know.
Oh, the hotbox.
It was a wrap from there.
Oh, so you didn't actually smoke then?
I didn't actually smoke.
Oh, so you
no,
just
they
contact.
All would, yeah, they would all just blow it in my face.
Right,
every
right.
Single person would take a hit and then
fuck
blow
them.
It in
look
my
that
face.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I want to smoke. Roll the
like,
windows up.
Like, contact, like, secondhand smoke's any better,
right?
Right.
Man, hotboxing is fuck.
I mean, that's
yeah, I think when I first hotboxed, I was like, nigga, I can't breathe.
Yo, it
scared
me.
That shit scared the fuck out of me. I was like, bro, the window's down, man.
Yeah.
That hotboxing, no joke, especially when you do it for the first time.
Yeah.
Fuck. Air so thick.
Hella
yeah.
Thick ass smoke clouds everywhere, man. That's the smoking
uh-huh.
Section for real.
Yeah.
That
shit. That shit will give me anxiety like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. That
like,
shit. That
especially if you're already high and you can't breathe and you like... You know what I'm saying? You just start tripping out.
It's a wrap, nigga. It's like,
damn, am I about to die?
Right. Like, what the fuck is going on, man?
Like, damn, I don't want to tell him I'm about to die.
Right. You don't want to seem like a bitch. He was like, fuck, I can't breathe. I don't want to tell nobody that.
You don't
want to
be that dude that's like, oh, man, no. Please.
You're like, can you roll the windows down?
Roll it down, please.
And everybody's, because everybody enjoying it. Like, hell, yeah, we got to get hella high. And the nigga be like, can you roll the windows down? They go look and be like, just get out the
like,
car.
Who brought this nigga, man? Who's responsible for you, man? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be that guy.
Man. I told you not to bring this nigga,
so
man.
For the first time and you have butts, stick it through. It's worth it.
It's worth it. But if you think you can't get in that car, don't do that shit, because these motherfuckers will clown your ass for getting out that motherfucker, man.
It's a new day, though. I don't even know if they still doing that.
They dude. Probably ain't even hotboxing. They're doing more crazier shit than that. Yeah. You know, these motherfuckers, man.
They're weird. They're weird, bro.
Some weird-ass motherfuckers.
They're finding all types of ways to smoke, so they probably like hotboxing. Nah.
Right.
I don't know. They're doing some weird shit.
All right. Let's see. Can you guys name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday? Name three consecutive days without using Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Niggas get what I'm saying?
I got it.
Anybody get what I'm saying?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, yes. That's three consecutive days without using Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I mean, I was trying to get it, but I don't know if you guys understood. Everybody was looking like, wait a minute. Say it again. I don't quite get what you're saying right now, brother. I'm trying to say it so you guys can understand it and shit. I'm saying it like, I don't even understand what the fuck I just said. But let me say it again.
Did I hear it right?
So it was 3 days, to name 3 days, like, without using Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So just whatever days you get, like, Monday, what'd you say, Monday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but you could do, like,
what else can you do?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Well, yep, there you have it.
Yep. Oh,
damn. There you have it. She did it. She broke the
Shit.
Yes, she Da Vinci Code. She broke it. Yeah. It's over.
I definitely felt like some school shit where it's like.
Niggas like, hold on, what the fuck? We got a test today? The fuck you guys doing, man? We got a test.
Yeah, I got PSD like a motherfucker. Shit, like, nigga, why you asking me questions?
Like, hey man, don't be asking that shit. I wouldn't have never came on this motherfucker if he's gonna be doing shit like that, man. I told you don't be doing shit like
I'm
that.
I'm too high for all that.
Hey, I agree. I'm high as fuck too. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on cloud nine. That's where I met with it.
Cloud nine.
Yeah, man. That's where I met with it.
Believe but, that.
But look, man.
What's up?
I know niggas sitting right here don't even know about the shit I'm about to say right now. Because all I know is niggas is in the air right now. And I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I think I'm asleep, but I feel like I'm awake.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like does anybody, have anybody had that happen to them before? I mean, I don't know, like, this is my first time, but niggas never blacked out. I don't think niggas laughed to the point where they couldn't laugh no more and they black out. Man, that's the funniest shit, and
that's weird, man.
That's weird as fuck. You guys ever laugh to the point where you like just to the point it's so
like
hard
you
just
black out.
And you just black out? No, that's
I don't know. That might be I don't know if that's good or not.
Oh, she's this motherfucker. She said that a coke.
I know I had that happen to me, man.
Man, you just laugh hella.
If it just happens.
You just laugh hella hard to the point you're just like, fuck. Like,
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you lose, like, all your air and you just.
I think that's
what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you just lose
your
air.
All your oxygen
yeah.
Laughing so hard.
Like, motherfuckers got you around your neck and shit.
Yo, you see something that's so funny, you just.
Man, bro.
You can't
just,
stop.
You can't stop. And it be when you fucking, like, especially when you high and shit like I am now. Like, if you just catch one of them motherfucking jokes or laughs or whatever it is that you laughing at, oh, nigga. Oh, that's a wrap. You about to be waking up, like, eyes hella big and shit. Like, what
the
fuck just happened?
Like that, man, where you just
black out.
I was the only one, man. I know you had some.
Hell yeah, man. Shit, you see me. Like, we was watching some shit on TV. I don't know what the fuck
hell
it was.
Yeah.
But that
shit.
I was out. I know.
Eyes was all hella big. I was like, damn, bro. I was like,
all right. Bro, I popped up like the Undertaker, though. I was like, he was like, damn, bro, you cool? I was like, yeah, man, what happened? Like, I was like
you just woke up. I'm like, I was just sitting there laughing at something. Bro, like, this nigga just woke up.
Bro, because you said some funny ass shit about the shit that we was watching on TV, and then it just, I just lost it. I was like, holy shit. And next thing I know, I'm just like, right, I'm like popping up like the Undertaker.
He got like a blank look on his face. Right? Don't like
that napper. Bro, that shit was crazy as hell. I was like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Now you mean extra with it, nigga. I wasn't looking all like that. This nigga lying, man.
That nigga sold.
Nigga lying, man. I wasn't looking like that. Okay, nigga. Chill out, nigga. This motherfucker stupid. He said the poker dice. Nigga, fuck that. Nigga, why you gotta talk about me like that, though?
I apologize.
You supposed to be my nigga and shit, right? Man, we done told these niggas how far we went back and shit. And you go. All right,
man. All right. I hear you. I got a question for y'all, man. What's y'all's favorite scary movie?
Oh, nigga, what? Don't you. Oh, nigga.
Come on, man.
Woo. That's a hard one. That because there's men, there's plenty of these
you
motherfuckers.
Can go old school.
Old school, you go right. See,
somewhere in the middle.
See, but yeah, but so when you do it like that leaves, it open.
So let's say
that leaves it open. But I can pick
your favorite slasher horror movie.
Man, you know what? I'm about to go with Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw.
I'm about to go with he was slashing niggas the fuck up in that movie.
That was good.
He was slashing niggas
Which
the fuck
one,
up.
Which one though? They got a bunch of them.
Man, I like the remake they did, like 2003 or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that shit was lit. That remake they did was dope as fuck.
Yeah, they did a good job. Probably
Halloween.
Halloween, okay. Halloween. But there's so many. You got a favorite one you like?
Mm-hmm. No, to be honest, I didn't really watch horror until I got with Chris.
Oh shit! So Halloween's the like one that you picked
how
up.
He is with our house.
Yeah, he likes that shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm curious to who this motherfucker's gonna pick. Do you have a feeling like who he's like? What movie he like?
Probably like Halloween the most.
Halloween.
Yeah, I mean he has like the throw blanket and
yeah
pictures.
Because,
the toy.
Is that the one you?
Halloween whore.
Yeah. Is that the one? Is that who you? Was that what you gonna pick?
Yeah, I go with Halloween.
Halloween,
man. That's
yeah.
Probably my favorite, man, and then Freddy. For Halloween for sure.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, which one?
Wait, are we doing like all horror movies or just slashers?
We're doing slasher any genre, any year.
I don't really watch too many slasher movies, so
you
I guess.
See?
But like, if I was gonna, I could say my favorite horror movie scary movie.
We could do that.
Like, the first scary movie I ever saw was The Exorcist, the original one, and that scared the living shit out of me. And I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, and I shouldn't have been watching it. But
that
you know,
shit is crazy, though.
That's a wild movie, man.
Yes. I would say that was probably the scariest, so I'd have to say also my favorite. So I'm trying to be scared.
I think Hellraiser, watching that as a kid, that's probably what
scared
me.
That
shit
crazy, bro. That
man,
one
like,
scared the fuck out of me, bro. Like,
yeah.
But
that gave me nightmares. That's like the only horror movie that gave me nightmares.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
You don't fuck around with
like anything else. Like, good.
That shit, yeah, you brought that shit up, but the shit that scared me the most was like the dolls and shit. So like Child's Play was one of them motherfuckers that was like... That shit right there made me think any little motherfucking dog could come alive. When I was young, I was like, oh, hell no. Get this bitch out the room. Like, I don't want this dog sitting right here.
Yeah,
fuck
bro,
that.
Like, man, it doesn't have to be a man. It could be a goddamn dog that chases.
That's what
dog.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Motherfucker like,
Charles Lee Ray.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga don't fuck around.
That was kind of crazy.
That was
trippy, man.
That shit was some crazy shit. Like, that's a good
dealing with souls and stuff.
A nigga passing the soul to the doll and shit, and he was living through the doll and shit. Like, that shit...
They went all out for that.
They did, though. They did.
Dog, man.
They did go all out for that shit. Y'all niggas hear about that, the nigga that was flying. I don't know who it was, but somebody was flying a drone around and dropping hella just bags of weed.
What?
Yeah, just dropping hella bags of weed.
Where was this at?
This was in Israel. But I don't know if it was like a company or like, whatever, but some nigga was flying a drone around just dropping bags of weed on niggas.
We need to do that here. What was that, man? Tell him
bring
up,
his ass
bring, over. Bring his ass to the U.S., man.
Hey, but I have a feeling that nigga dropping Reggie on niggas. He ain't dropping fire.
Bro, we in a pandemic, man. I don't think they tripping off the weed they getting. Because it's
Yeah.
Everybody can't get it. Everybody don't have access
That's
to
true.
It.
That's true.
So it's like, if you ain't got it, Also, you gonna smoke it.
You don't know what they're dropping, though. What if it's, like, laced with, like,
that's true. That's
PCP
true. That's true.
Or whatever, you know?
Spice.
Yeah, oh, it's some, like, crazy... What was that stuff that made you start eating people and, like...
Oh, bath salts.
Bath salts. Like, what if it's something mixed? You don't know what it is.
What's that drug that motherfuckers, like, would smoke and it'd be just on slow and it'd be drooling from the mouth? Fuck. I forgot the name of that. Bro, it was a crazy-ass drug and people would take it.
Was it spice? It might have been spice, bro.
Probably
you
was.
You could buy it at, like, smoke shops?
I don't know. Because
you'll hit that, you'll be stuck.
Yeah, I see the shit niggas.
I was watching all the YouTube videos, and I'm...
Yeah, motherfuckers be drooling from the mouth, just looking all zombie-fied and shit.
They sound like
Herbalist, bro. Oh, my God. He's going to hell, y'all.
He's crazy.
Hey, my fault. Hey, I'm getting too loose, but listen. That shit's fuck you up, though, man.
Man,
I'll stay off of that. That's what these kids.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, like, it could be some. You don't know who dropping the weed for one. Mm-hmm. If a nigga was,
did they find out who did it?
Nah, I didn't. I mean, I read it to it, but I didn't see like who did it or like shit. Like, I was like, man, if that's just a random nigga, he just dropping shit. What if nigga he dropping like COVID type? The niggas taking it, bro. That'd be crazy shit. But I don't know who dropped it. Maybe it was the dispensary that dropped it. Maybe let's just say that's what the case is, because yeah. I don't want niggas to be picking that shit up and they start just
leaning. That's the case, man, if it's with bad intentions, man.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of fucked up.
That's kind of crazy, though. Like, but would you guys, if we start falling out the sky, would you guys pick some up and smoke it? I'd probably pick it up, bring it on to the show and
analyze
sip.
It.
I feel like it'd be different if I saw it fall, like a bunch of it falling out of the sky versus like walking down the street and seeing it on the ground.
Yeah, for sure. If that shit's hitting a bunch of niggas in the head too, where I'm standing and everybody's picking some shit up.
Yeah, if you physically saw it falling, then it's like it's different versus seeing it.
Seeing it all just laying there on the ground, like where the fuck this come from? Everybody's looking at nigga the sky. Like, we gotta see shit fall from the sky. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
but like, yeah,
it's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap. Something's going on. I'll pick that shit up right now. SWAT team coming in. Like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on, but we ain't gonna touch this here weed on the ground.
Yeah, I'll have to see it. I couldn't just walk up on it and smoke it.
Yeah,
I might take it and analyze it, like I said.
Right, yeah. It might take it. Shit, look
at it.
Have
somebody else try it real quick.
Try this real quick. Yeah,
like, probably grab them all and be like, hey, I got 2 for the 15. You know, 2 for the 15. 2 for the 15. Buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas will buy that shit. Do you watch it, you know, sit back and watch them smoke and see if a nigga come back and be like, that was fire. Then I'm going to be like, then I'm going to smoke something. Then. See, you want some more?
Yeah.
If he come back like, nigga, what the fuck you sell me, nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker, I start tripping. I almost motherfucker killed my homeboy yesterday. Like, hey, look, mm-hmm. nigga. I don't know where that weed came from, but you didn't get it from me.
Nah, that's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah,
so they dropping weed on people now.
Yeah, they dropping. We need to drop some motherfucking stimulus checks on these niggas, man. Fuck y'all talking about. We need some stimulus checks.
No, I definitely just read something about Trump is just proposed something for a second stimulus check. Literally just saw that online.
Okay, like he awesome. Proposing to do it or proposing to take it.
Let's see what happens.
This nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
never know what you're getting with that, man.
No, you don't. It's like a.
Because he'll come through in some cases. But majority of the time, it's like, around election time, we going to fuck around with stuff.
It's a screenshot.
Okay, this boy, thank you. Gee, look at him. Okay.
It says that Trump is floats using extra $300 billion in coronavirus aid for a second stimulus check.
Well...
And this was 7 hours ago today, but it was also on Q13 Fox. So
it's official then. He really said this shit.
He be saying a lot of shit, though.
He do say a lot of shit. He do.
He'll
don't give
shit.
A fuck. He'll say what he got to say, too. Like,
yeah. He'll say whatever he need to say.
Yeah,
but it also says that he's floating. It's like floating the idea.
Yeah, they made sure to throw that in there.
He's probably
you got to read the fine
lines. Did you not see float? Anywhere in there, because that's where it would float was
float
probably the
means
second.
He talked about it.
He's letting the idea float around for a little bit before he decided to say fuck it.
Yes, I want to get excited until I see something.
Until we see the motherfuckers drop out the sky, right?
Yeah, I need to see some ink drying behind that.
For real, because we can't trust it. We can't trust it, man.
Trust that fool, man.
Because, I mean, election day's right around the corner, man.
Yeah.
So the nigga wanna, he wants some points.
He wants some points.
He better do that shit. You better do that shit, man. Drop them shits.
For sure, man. Money talk. I don't know.
All the time, man. Money talk. Money talk. Man, y'all know what time it is, man. We did our thing today.
Okay.
We had it lit.
Straight up.
We just kept it G on this one, man.
Straight up.
We kept it G on this one, man.
Nah, man, it was cool, man.
She was straight. You like it, man?
Yeah.
Man, thank you for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming through.
Y'all support, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
For real.
Let these niggas know who you is, man. These niggas don't know who you is, man. They got to let you
know. Like I said, man, DJ Southbound. Produce. Do artwork. Man, I mix and master. I try to do it all, man.
All the good
shit,
man.
Jack of all trades, man. So if you need some artwork done, beats, I got you, man. I'll have them put the info in the description or something. But yeah, come fuck with me.
My nigga do it all, man. He ain't lying to y'all motherfuckers, man. Check my nigga out, man. He the real deal.
No, I try.
We all trying out in this motherfucker too, man. We all go try. Yeah, thank you for coming through, Katie. You don't want to say nothing, girl? Shoot, don't be like that. Don't be like that. It's a wrap.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Anytime. Would you like to say a few words before we get up out of here?
I'm pretty high.
We high as fuck, man.
Yeah,
y'all
lit,
know what's
man.
Up,
we
man.
Lit.
This was a good one. This was a good one. I like
this
one.
Yeah, this
one
was tight, man.
This one was cracking, man.
I gotta come back on this bitch.
Oh, for sure.
I might live on here. Watch.
We go out to do another one. We go out to do another one, though.
Try to get you guys updated, man.
Yeah, I try to get Mel to come on, but his whole ass ducked out on me.
Yeah, him on. Oh,
he
man.
Ducked out on me, man. So I was like, you know what, nigga? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Nah, I need to get all of this on.
Hell yeah, that's what we gonna do, man. Man, but y'all know what it is, man. It's 420 somewhere, and if it's not 420 anywhere, it's gonna be 420 here. This is the smoking section. The cloudiest room in the motherfucking building is Big Kurt. Y'all niggas came through and showed love. I appreciate that so much.
You know, man.
That's what it is, man.
We had to do that, man. That's family.
That's what it is. Y'all know what it is. Y'all was fucking with the ace. And we're going to keep this shit lit, man. Y'all stay smoky and have a nice motherfucking day. We out this bitch. You heard?